Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time. All alone in the dark, I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mine.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday night, Psychics Gone Wild. As usual, there's been a little bit of blog talk confusion, and there was no show scheduled in the queue. So I've been scrambling, trying to get the show scheduled so we could open it. And in the midst of all this, I have a missing co-host, Inez. So hopefully Inez will join us as the show here gets started. Sorry, I'm hesitating here because I'm trying to multitask now that we've got the show open. The Wednesday night show is generally me, Amy Cavanaugh, and Inez, and it's an hour and a half long, and we spend a little bit of time just talking about the topics of the day as they relate to working with the energies, and then shift over to some readings. I'm going to be doing some readings with my Mary Magdalene cards. The mermaids are taking a little bit of a rest. I like to change up the cards just to get different messages and keep the show fresh and interesting. The chat room is open. And until I get a co-host in here, for those of you in the chat, I'm not going to be in the chat so much because it is really a juggling act. So I'm just going to look here again to see if I can find my dear Inez. Hopefully by next week we'll have everything going smoothly. It's kind of an ongoing challenge. I in the middle of all this, I get home to find that one of my folk heroes, the actor James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano in The Sopranos, died of a heart attack today at the age of 51. And it takes my breath away, as much as I know about death and dying and the other side, and that we are still in contact with them. It still just sometimes stings anytime anyone that we enjoy their earthly presence leaves. So we will keep James, we hope he flies home safe, and we will keep his family in our thoughts and prayers. So, let's see. Sorry, someone is talking to me in the chat room. Okay, so I'm going to try to get things in order here. It's interesting because it seems like all the blog talk shows sort of have this air of confusion to them. If we don't have sound issues, login issues, we always have some sort of an issue. I see my friend Becky has logged in. So, Becky, if you're up to it, I wouldn't mind if you called in. You could tell us a little bit about the show, because we're going to have you and Glenn on the show next week. You can talk about some of the work, energy work that you've been doing with Glenn, because it's really been a powerful transformation that was validated with your card reading the last week's show. So, okay, well, Becky can't call in because her phone is dead. So we will have her and Glenn. Hold on. I think we've got Andrew in the chat room. Perhaps he will. Perhaps he will join us. And he is going to join us. Okay, Andrew Romain, who is one of our new light workers, is going to call in.
It's just such a better show when there's two people. You get a conversation going and someone can manage the chat while the other person is managing the readings. Andrew.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for pitching in. It's just been interesting not to sit here and redecorate hell, but when I went at about 6 o'clock, I went to go, you know, promote the show and stuff, and there was no show, no way to create another show, get in touch with Jethro, anyway.
Yeah, I'm usually on Saturday afternoons, but I saw the advertising for it coming up on this evening, so I figured I'd just pop in and say hi. And if you need a little assistance, I'd mind coming here and helping you out.
Perfect. There's never any accident. So if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, since we don't have you in the preview for the show.
Oh, no, that's fine. My name is Andrew Roman. I'm a Reiki master. I have been exploring my own spirituality for over 10 years. I also specialize in a Native American deck and tarot reading. I have done some readings on the show, topic discussion on energy healing and Reiki. And since this is kind of an impromptu show for me, I guess we just kind of go play it by ear. So whether topic you want to
talk about. They usually just take on a life of their own. So those of you who are calling in for readings, just so that you know, there will be no channeling this evening. I'm not comfortable enough working with the energy to channel on the radio and mana chat room and mana control station. But I will be giving some card readings. And but this is an hour and a half long show. So really, and the primary purpose of the show is to talk about the basic spiritual topics and how we can use them in our day-to-day life, really incorporating them into the lives we lead, as opposed to just having them be entertainment or novelty items or things like that. And I see a lot of people challenge with that. They've got their spiritual life, and then they have their dysfunctional family or their work traumas, or, you know, and these are not especially easy times. There's a lot of people who are experiencing financial insecurities. There's a lot of illness and different things like that. So when you're talking to people, what are some of the tips that you give them as to how to live? You know, because the thing is, you know, people will say to me, oh, I'm spiritual. That's like saying I have legs. We all have a soul. And we can use them on our, you know, we can use them on our journey to live intuitive-based lives, or we can stay cut off from them and, you know, live a life based on our free will and forcing our, you know, which can work very well. Some people have been very successful, accumulated a lot of things, and seem to have very happy lives lived on free will. But I think more and more of us are finding that when we live spirit-driven, intuitive-based lives, that we find more lasting happiness. So what are some of the tips that you give to people, how to incorporate this into all of their life? You know, their coworker that makes them quit, their fear-based coworker, their alcoholic father, you know, how do you incorporate living an intuitive-based life into the worst-case scenario?
I mostly incorporate a day-to-day living standard ideal. My last show, we talked about this, like how, you know, if you're at your prime of your life or you're healthy, things are going well, what does one need to do to continue doing this? I refer to spiritual health as the same thing as physical health, where people would want to a strict diet or a workout schedule. This is the exact same thing. Where in spirituality, where you got negative energy and positive energy, that negative energy is what I would like to call a spiritual fat. It weighs down on that body and it causes turmoil. So on top of your meditation, daily cleansing, tips I give on my shows on the weekend, or via email and videos I have, it's a daily battle no matter what happens. One day you can have a really, really good day, things are going your way, next day your whole world can just turn upside down. The main key is to keep your head up, concentrate on your breathing, and take things as they come. Not trying to eat the whole steak at once. Kind of got to cut that into pieces as you go and take it as you go like that. Some people can handle more than others, and some people are just learning how to, you know, crawl, walk, run. Some people are in the running stage in life. Some people are still on the hard floor crawling to get by things.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that, because I had, my life changed dramatically over the past, I guess it's now been 7 years. I had a health diagnosis, and then my husband died, and all sorts of, and then as a result of all that, I lost a lot of earthly things. You know, I lost, you know, a lot of the money, my big fancy car, my, you know, a lot of earthly delights were systematically yanked out from under me, and I had to rebuild a much life on a much smaller scale. And as a result, it was, but it really ended up being like the best thing that happened to me. And from seeing all of the good and all the lessons that I learned from this experience, I've learned slowly, and some days I'm better than others, to truly be grateful when life throws you some challenge, you know, when life throws you some challenges, whether it's your spouse dying or whether it's the IRS seizing your assets or all sorts of these things that have happened. Learn to be grateful, because they really are part of, it's just sort of in our lower dimension, fear-based vibrations, where we've learned to call these things good and bad. But if you take the step out of the victim role and really express gratitude, and I did have a situation where the IRS took all my assets, they emptied my account, and it just like threw me for a loop. But it was like I still had to file some things with them, and I knew I had to do it, but I just couldn't pull it together. And I was honestly grateful that they did that, because I was like, okay, I can now, you know, I can now face this. Now I'm forced to face this, close it up, and move on. So when people lose jobs or get health diagnoses or things like that, you know, God is good all the time, and it's happening for a higher good. It's not happening, you know, we're so used to living in a fear-based dimension where, or a cause and effect, and, oh, this happened to me because I'm bad or I'm not worthy. But it's not, it's not the case at all. And so often, this is one of the things I really have a hard time when I do some of the reading. So often callers call in, and they're in a really bad place. You can hear it in their voice, and certainly hear it as they tell their story. And as much as their spirit guides and heaven and nature want to just shower down upon them blessings and goodness, until they can step out of that fear-based vibration, the heaven and nature and the angels and the dead people and, you know, everything will be showering down good, but it's going to look to you like that, you know, it's going to look, you're going to miss the miracle. So it's really important for the people that call in for reading, especially if you're in a, you know, in an uncomfortable place and are looking for some positive change, that you remain positive, because it's really, you know, our lives here on earth are a combination of fate, destiny, and our free will. And we have the free will to perceive this, everything that happens to us, from many different perspectives. And until we perceive it from the perspective of that this is all working together for our highest good, the good that's being showered down upon us, and good isn't the right word because there really isn't good and bad, but the blessings that are being bestowed on us are just going to get rusted and tainted and not appear to be blessings. They'll appear to be more, just more trial and tribulation. So for those that are calling in for the readings, I just urge you to, when, you know, you get the, when you get the message and, you know, experience and hear what spirit has in store for you, that you become a part, you know, you become a partner in manifesting this, because it really is a critical part of the equation. So when you're giving Reiki to people, do you, what, or when you're doing your healing work on people, what are some of the things that you tell them to encourage them to see things differently?
Personal courage, self-worth, confidence is the biggest thing I have to constantly work with people on, as far as that goes. That's the common denominator in everyone I talk to.
Yeah, because we're all, you know, we're all one, and so we're all the same. We are all the same. We are all the person who is, you know, just hit a home run in the seventh game of the World Series, and we are the person that's just sitting on the side of the road in Calcutta, and we can. It's just such an important factor. So often, and I think this gets a lot of this, because a lot of this metaphysical stuff and a lot of this healing work is so contrary to the way we currently, you know, treat medical problems, treat mental illness, different from the way that we manifest things. It's really kind of hard for people to understand that this is not magic. And this is not something that just certain people, everyone has their own special gift, but the energy and the energy that we're working with, whether we're channeling loved ones or whether we are administering Reiki or some sort of healing, it's all the same thing. It's all in the energy. And the energy, sure, you know, they've tried to privatize the water and privatize this and control this and control that. The energy is freely available to all of us, no matter what our circumstances, no matter how much money that that we have in the bank. And it's really just important to reach out and grab onto it. So I really, really urge people to because people call in and I, you know, for readings for different things, and I hear them on all different shows, not just the Psychics Gone Wild series of shows. And they'll get a reading, and then they'll go off and just sort of wait for, as if it was magic, as if it was a genie in the bottle or a potion or something like that. And it's not. It's the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
it's not
a lot of
Bondo
people,
on rust, and it's...
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just going to comment real quick. A lot of what I've seen people asking or looking for is that quick fix, that instant, you're going to fix my life right now because I can't handle it. It's not that. It's kind of a stepping stone. The same thing in, like I said, losing weight, controlling stress, building body mass, building muscle mass. It's not an overnight thing. It takes work. When I give my advice in a reading, part of healing, I tell people, up to this point, you spent how many years in this slump, this negative area? It's going to take some time, not as long, to get out of there, to see that you're worthy, to see that you're able to do this on your own, because you spent all this time downing yourself, your self-vision, your self-worth being knocked down because other people have negative words to you. You spent time, years, listening to those negative comments to you. After a while, your body just gives up, says, okay, I'm done. Those negative words that they introduce into your psyche, after a while, will attack you. And your body itself will try to fight it off. But if you don't help your body's going to give in on that fight. So then now you have to even work harder. So when I do Reiki work, the only thing I can really show people right away is when I ground their energy and I adjust their seven chakras, they can instantly feel the lightness in their head and the heaviness in their legs. And I show them, like, look, this is working. Here's what you're going to feel before it even happens. And then 5 or 6 minutes later, they feel it. So now give it time. Here's what I'm going to advise you to do. This is my advice. Listen to what I have to say and apply it to your life over the next couple of days. And you'll start seeing changes as you go. It's an ongoing thing. It's not an overnight fix. It's not a snap of the fingers or click your heels 3 times and you're home. It's a longer process like that. In a way, like you said, it's not instantaneously. People, it's all faith. You have to have faith, not only in what's happening, but in yourself as well.
Exactly, exactly. And
beautiful.
It is. It's like exercise, and we can do it on. And again, it's important to remember that we're all going to have bad days, and we came down here with egos. So we're not going to. As long as we have bodies and are participating on this dimension, we are going to, do some ego-based things. We're not going to be. We're supposed to, because that's part of the free will lesson and learning to work with our free will. Well, the good news also is that we have found Inez, and I have unmuted her. Inez, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Welcome. And
thank you so much. I'm so sorry for all the confusion. I went to go, promote the show at about 6 o'clock, and there was no show, and there was no way to create a show. We had done all the shows, but I don't know, Jethro unlocked something. But Andrew, I don't know if you've met Andrew yet. Andrew is on the show. When are you on again?
Wonderful.
I'm sorry, it's been some.
I'm on Saturdays at 3:00. I'm with Kelly normally.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. So he just happened to see it, and he came in to help with the show, because it's really always better with more than one person. So we were just sort of talking a little bit. I don't know when you joined us, but we were just sort of talking about readings and how they're not really, and healing work and energy
and
work
energy.
And how it's not magic and hocus pocus, and really are the free will of
absolutely
the person receiving the healing or the message. Is an important partner in manifesting, in manifesting what we're looking for, and it so often gets overlooked, especially in this culture where we're just used to, we've learned to heal by just taking a pill. We've learned to nourish ourselves by just, driving through and, eating some
when
petroleum
it takes
or
effort,
something. So.
It's harder for people to sign on to it. And a lot of times I think that people get distracted by Maya and other ego-based paths that are out there. And it's really important to take that time to be fully present.
And when you do lapse into ego, just kind of laugh it off. It's not like, oh my God, I'm never going to get this. It's like, well, of course you're going to lapse into ego, because that's part of why we're here, was just to learn to work with our free will. So, ego comes out, and I see it come out in, everybody, people who
it's
call
part of the
themselves
human experience,
light workers,
right?
And things like that. It's just part, we're vibrating at this level where we're going to manifest the body, it's part of that experience. And for those of you who, follow Christian-based philosophies and things like that, that's really what the nature of sin is. Sin isn't bad. Sin is just what we do because we've got this grand idea to have a body.
Do you think it's part
it's really
of the interdimensional journey? Do you think it's part of, as we get from the third dimension into the fourth and fifth dimensions, that we start to lose some of that ego?
Exactly. It is of the lower vibration. It is of the lower vibration. It's sort of what I'm seeing now, with this shit. A lot of people just thought December 21st was going to come last year, and poof, we were all going to be chanting, light bearing, egoless, fairies.
Dancing in the street.
And lo and behold, we woke up and we still had fire.
From what I've seen upon the end of the Mayan calendar, if I may, it wasn't so much the end of the world. It was just an end of the world at a spiritual standpoint that was taking a rebirth, a renew. The world spiritually as we knew was ended that day, because I felt a major shift that day when I was at work, and I could feel the energies in the earth itself and the people around me just vibrate a little bit different. I was like, oh, that's a statement. Okay. I didn't think the world was just going to come to a big explosion and we were not going to exist anymore. I didn't think that personally. I knew there should be some change, some end to a metaphysical means, and there was. I have seen people become more enlightened, more spirits start. awakened since that date. And it has been truly beautiful. Mm-hmm. When I talk to people, people come to me that normally wouldn't have talked to me about this. He just started opening up and said, you know, I know what you do now. Even I went to my hometown in this past couple of days just for a little break, a little vacation. And I ran into people in Walmart that knew me from high school that would never have spoke to me. But they had heard of me from other people. And they said, hey, I heard that you do this spiritual / psychic work. And I actually wanted to stop and talk to them. And I wouldn't have spent 2 minutes talking to them in high school just because how I was when I was younger. And I have come to see even then that people are becoming more aware of themselves, more aware of their own spiritual power and abilities within themselves to make their lives happen the way they need it.
Exactly. A lot of the dogma is starting to break down.
Yeah. Everybody's awakening to their gifts.
Do you guys still need me on the air since you got your other co-host? Or?
Well, we'd love to keep you. We'd love to keep you on the air if you want to stay on or if you need to leave.
No, that's fine. I can stay.
We'd love to have, especially now because it got off to such a disjointed start. It's good. I think we've got some good energy going here. So we do have a couple of callers. One of the things, so we can maybe commence doing some readings. And I've got some cards here. And Inez, what are you going to be working with?
Well, I'm happy to do energy work. I'm happy to do readings. I'm just really glad to be here.
Good. So we'll just take it. We'll just sort of take it as it goes here. But just before we move on to the reading part of the show, I do urge everybody to start working with the energy. Whether you take Reiki is a wonderful jumping off point because it's very structured, so it's easy to understand how the energy works. But you can also do the same thing by just sensing. One of the first tools I used really was dowsing rods so I could see the energetic shifts within a room. Now, whether those were dead people or whether those were spirit guides or whatever, but you can just see that in this stuff that we call thin air is really everything. And I will also do an exercise. I try to pull out my soul and like it's a big rubber ball, and you'll feel the tingling in your body, and you'll feel differences in your body. You'll feel differences in temperature, tingling, and things like that.
If you start to work with the crystals, you'll find that too, that you have that tingling coming in. So I think it's a similar kind of thing, and really getting in touch with the chakras and the energies.
Yeah, it's really important because each of us is different and each of us resonate to the energies in a different way. So spend some time yourself making this stuff relevant to your experience and truly, because then suddenly it's not just woo-woo and it's not magic and it's not hocus-pocus. It's really quantum physics, electricity, the same thing that runs the internet, and the same thing that runs things that we use in our earthly life. It's just not so different than
anything else. It's a way of honing your intuition into that laser beam that is going to give you so much information and so many signs, symbols, and synchronicities. It's so important to learn to use your own gift, your own connection to spirit and source, and feel that divine light that is running through you. When you can truly make it your own, you don't have to worry about the dogma. I so agree with you, Amy. You can really start to use that connection with spirit and realize there is no separation, and we do all have that, you know, that sacred divine energy running through us. And we can get in tune with the lights and colors.
But until we can experience it personally, it's still just sort of whatever. And we can each experience it and describe it in the words that you're comfortable with. You don't have to give up your belief system. You don't have to, you don't have to take, you don't have to do anything. Just, you do have to believe. You can't just call for readings and then not believe. That's just, you know, then it's just not, you know, whatever. It's just entertainment. Go turn the TV on. But you don't have,
you have to
believe
to have some
right
discipline,
when you
right?
say it. Yeah, you just have to. It's critical that that you make this a part of, for the, you know, for the reading to be relevant, it's critical that you make this part of your reality. And the only way you can make it part of your reality is for it to complement your existing belief system. It doesn't have to be your existing belief system, but it has to complement your existing belief system. So it involves a little bit of experimenting and involves asking questions, and but really, you can't read your way into being living an intuitive-based life. It doesn't matter how many of the books you buy. It doesn't matter how many seminars you go to.
You have to live your life.
Things. That's, you
based
have to
in
live
the
it.
Intuitive way.
I mean,
I agree.
Nothing wrong with the books, and there's nothing wrong with the seminars and the learning and things like that. But until you take that and incorporate it into your life, it's going to be just as if you bought every diet book or and every piece of exercise equipment and then just sit on the couch and eat bonbons.
It won't ring true,
right?
Have
to happen overnight. It doesn't have to happen overnight, and it'll happen in your time in accordance with your comfort level and willingness. But really urge you to do that. So with that all said, we do have some callers on hold. We've got one caller here, 407, that's been holding for 48 minutes. So we'll actually, there's one here that's been holding for 50 minutes. So right now we're going to start with area code 310. Hello, are you there?
Hi, I am. How are you guys?
Good, good. Who are you speaking to tonight?
This is Jordana. I've spoken with you guys last week, actually. How are you guys?
Oh, good.
Welcome, Jordana.
Well, thanks for calling
Hi.
Back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm calling. I have a pretty specific question. Is that okay?
Oh, please.
Okay, perfect. So it's about tomorrow. It's about relevance for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really big day work-wise for me, and I'm really excited but nervous, obviously, at the same time. And
mm-hmm.
I go out and recruit lots of people under multi-level marketing, and the goal I need to reach tomorrow is actually a unique number, and so with that number I was like, oh, well, that's a sign right there. But the number I need to reach is 3,111. And I'm wondering, yeah, I know, crazy number, right? I'm wondering if you see me being successful in reaching that number of recruiting that many people tomorrow.
Okay, well, first of all, what you're going to, what I would suggest that you do is, you know, write the number down. And,
oh, yes, I have.
I'm not a numerologist, but, it, you know, if you add all those numbers together, what's
mm-hmm.
the number again?
3,111. So the number would be 6.
Equals 6. So I don't have time to do it now, and I don't do numerology, but, you know, read about the number 6.
No, that's fine.
Read about the power of the read about the power of the number 6. And also,
absolutely.
You're going to want to dress the part. You're going to want to dress the part. So,
oh, of course.
Which chakra do you think is your most powerful chakra? Do you think, are you a talker or are you a where
oh,
do
I'm
you feel?
I'm definitely a talker. I'm Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So talking is like in our nature, and that's why I get along with people and
throat?
Can really relate to people.
And does this number involve talking to people? To get to this number, do you have to talk?
Yes. Yep, it's talking to people. Sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the throat chakra is blue. So, you know, you may want to wear blue tomorrow. Or if you
bring in a piece of
I'm
lavender.
Actually wearing blue right now, so it's funny that you said that.
I have a little question for you, ma'am.
Yes.
What you're trying to recruit, is this a marketing thing that you're doing? Does it have to do with anything about medical supplies or medical knowledge?
Not medical supplies or medical knowledge, no, but it has helped a lot of people who have diabetes.
Okay, so it has to do with medical because that's what I was, if you don't mind, I just did a simple three card, giving her advice.
Okay, well, really quick, I want to tell you where I'm doing this is at a hospital. So
okay.
Maybe that's what you're getting.
Right,
but
it has nothing to do with medical.
Well, she said recruiting has to do with diabetes.
I mean, sorry, I was thinking really like really theoretical.
Right,
so
like you
I
had
apologize
to get...
for that.
No, it happens all the time. It even happens with the medium. So, see, I saw John Edward. People paid $100 a seat to see John Edward. And John's like, well, I've got this guy, Robert, here. Do you know anybody named Robert? No. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, well, my brother named Rob. And he's like, well, is he dead or alive? He's dead. And then he's like, a duh. So it's anyway, I just wanted to point that out that it's, anyway, so
no,
Nancy,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Sorry,
talk too much, and I'm not.
Yes, please talk to me.
I'm sorry, waiting for me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start. I'm muting myself for a minute.
Okay, the three card I pulled. I did a simple three card spread on this. This is to answer the yes, no, maybe answer question for you. Most likely, yes, you will achieve it. Here's things you have to look out for. The only thing I see is that you have a competitor that is going to try to snoop you from underneath your recruits. Follow the lady's advice, as she was saying. But like I said, I do see that this is very possible for you to achieve because I did pick up on not only your throat chakra was also a strong suit, but your, how am I going to reword this for you, your sacral chakra. This is your self-gratification because where your throat chakra is your best, your sacral chakra is also wide open. This is your self-gratification. This is where you connect to others. Not only do you connect to people just by speaking, but you also put it into body language, your sensation, your moving. I can tell that you are very, very open. When you speak, you put it through your body language. We call this sensual, that you can smooth your words as well, and that's how you also communicate. So you also, and please don't take this wrong, when a blue outfit, but you present, when you speak to people, you use every form you can, whether it's physical, it's word, or it's metaphysical, you attract a lot of people. That's what's going to make you a really good salesman. But the one card I do have to advise you on, as I said, there will be someone else there that's be in competition. You're going to have to stay on your feet. You can obtain this goal. You have it in you. It is there. The other card that I have to bring to attention is the Queen of Chalice. The first one I got was the Knight of Chalice. Well, actually, there's a third card that jumped out to me. The Queen of Chalice was the middle card, and that has to do with I'm seeing a bear there. With the Queen of Chalice, it symbolizes long hibernation and the quietness and the search for inner truth. So when you speak to people, your biggest thing is not only to speak, but to listen as well. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is knowing what to say. Wisdom is knowing when to listen. Listen to the needs of the people you're trying to recruit and act on that. Most people try to sell, say, here's what I have, here's what you need to listen to. The biggest point you're going to have to focus on here is listening to the needs of the people you are going to speak to, and that's going to make you.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, that's all I want to say. Come on, Ellen.
Would you like me to read some cards?
Absolutely, if you can really quick.
Yes. I have the Temperance card coming up for you, and I'm also sensing some with the solar plexus that you're feeling really strong, that your intuition over the next few weeks is going to really be guiding you in a very clear way. And I think this is a time, a situation where timing is going to be important. So listen to those messages that are coming in, because I have the sense there's going to be quite a few of them over the next few weeks. And I also see a time coming up of a celebration, a time of being recognized for your skills and abilities. in a public kind of way.
That would be our corporate conference next month. So that would
mm-hmm. And I'm seeing, too, that this is a time where there's a lot going on for you. I think this conference is going to be really great.
Yeah.
And it's a time of really keeping that focus. And I might, I feel like having a piece of citrine is going to help you to feel really ready for all of this.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Absolutely.
Yeah. Many blessings.
Are you, as really quick, I was going to ask you, do you as well see success in results for tomorrow as well?
I do, actually.
Okay. Perfect.
I feel like you're ready.
This is Amy, and I was just going to pull a, it's interesting because I'm using the Mary Magdalene cards tonight, and they come in four suits, and there's a wisdom suit and a knowledge suit. And there is a distinct, just as Andrew said, there's a clear use for knowledge, and you've got the knowledge, and then there's a clear use of wisdom. So, since sometimes our, as we talk through this more, sometimes our chakras can get overactive, and especially people who are great communicators, and it's really dawning on me because I'm sitting here just babbling. I had to mute the phone because I couldn't shut up. And, so you may want to move out of the blue and really go down and ground yourself some, because those are, sometimes we can start, the throat chakra is up in the higher realm, it's a higher vibration, and sometimes, we need to ground ourselves. And people who talk a lot, sometimes we talk really, really fast, and we think everyone hears that. So, listen to the cadence of your voice, and like Andrew had said, pay close attention to making sure that you're connecting with your audience, whether that's through, whether that's through eye contact, or it's really more what Andrew was talking about, the shape, the sacral chakra. When we talk about chakra, we kind of think of that in carnal terms, but it's really just a matter of making people feel good, making people feel good and being connected. So make sure that you are connecting with the people that you speak to. Slow your voice down a little bit. Say, does that make sense? Stop yourself. And this all just came to me because I was listening to myself not do any of those things.
You can draw up the energy to the earth.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. Call us back and please let us know how it went. And thanks for trusting us with your big day tomorrow.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so now we're going to go to area code 407. I think they just had to call back. I think they got disconnected and had to call back. 407, are you there? 407? Okay. We'll go back to them. Now we've got someone else who was on hold for quite some time, and that's area code 440. 440, are you there?
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How about you guys? It sounds like you've overcome all the challenges of the start of the show.
Oh, yeah. It's always something, but it really is just, there's no accidents. Andrew happened to be in the chat room, and he asked if I needed help, and fortunately, I was not in a prideful mode, and I took the help, and then Inez came, and I think we've got a nice show on our hands. How can we help you tonight?
All right. I interviewed for a different job within my existing company last week. And the interview went really well. I'm waiting to hear back from the hiring manager and just wondered if you saw me getting the job and if there was anything more I could or should be doing to try and help that along.
This is exciting.
Okay.
It is
Andrew,
exciting.
Do you want to go first? Or?
Yeah, hold up one second. Just from the energy I got, just the simple advice I can say, this will go back to what she said earlier. You can overshine your chakras, meaning let's say you're driving down the road and you're in a foggy road and you have your high beams on. This is a perfect example. You have done as much as you need to do. You've already shined your light out there. If you shine so much light out there in that foggy road, that light's going to reflect back on you and you're going to veer off your path. I would say just keep your beams on low. You've done what you needed to do, and just let the tides come. Just drive down the road.
Okay.
And that's without me pulling cars. So that's I just want to go and get that out there. As far as you've already, I feel you have done all that you should do. I mean, you could do more, but you've done enough that you need to do. It seems like I see a good connection here. I see a good vibration with this application that you've done.
Okay. Good.
Anyone else want to add?
Inez, do you have your card?
Yes, I sure do. And I also have my own intuition here. And I have the sense that this is something that you've really put a lot of focus into, that you're feeling ready to make some changes.
Yeah.
I feel like it is time to keep those low beams on and keep moving forward because I see that you're swimming in the direction that the water's flowing.
Okay.
And I see a lot of positives ahead for you. Feel like this is a good path that you're on.
Okay.
Well, and I pulled a card, and it is actually a love card, which we don't really think of much in the workplace, but it has its place in the workplace, and it's a compassion card. And it's really the lion and the lamb lying down together. And it's the way I see this card is it relates to your – and with the, it's a beautiful card with the rays of the sun just shining down on the situation. Really reiterates what the, Andrew and Inez said. You've done your work, and now it's really time to just rest in the sun about it and let the situation come to fruition. So often we're just so used to living, lower vibration-based lives where we feel like we have to do. The only way we get things is to do. We're not very good at sitting and waiting, and it's a lot of times during that when we should just be sitting, waiting, feeling good about yourself. And really what I see this card saying is that to be compassionate with yourself about the situation. Don't beat yourself up. Oh, I should have said this and I should have said that. Just be compassionate. Let the sun shine down on you and the situation, and it truly is going to come to be. The flip side of it is if you don't do that, when there's nothing to do right now. But if we do something when there's nothing to do, it can often be the wrong thing for the situation. So the lion and the lamb really reflect new beginnings, and they lie there peacefully together. But they're really just lying there doing nothing, and it's something that our culture isn't so good at, and we don't really speak so highly of people who sit around and do nothing. We like the go-getters and things, but you went and got it, and now it's just time to bask in the sunlight of the situation and the new beginning. So please let us know how it turns out.
Okay.
Yeah, keep working on that self-love. That's a beautiful message. We have that self-love in there, and that other love, and really there's no separation between the two.
Another question.
Okay.
In this position that you're applying for, and I did do a three-card real quick, something jumped out to me. It seems that you have turned heads in your performance already. Higher-ups, management that you're trying to apply for, is this a manager position, a supervisor position?
Well, so that's interesting. Actually, what has happened is my company is forcing a lot of us to either leave the company or relocate to a different city. And my boss left the company over this, and I was named acting in his place.
That's the card I pulled. I hate to interrupt you. The card I pulled that I wanted to ask is because there was a totem inverted, and in there I saw someone of higher authority over you had been shown up or had been dismissed. Not shown up, dismissed. What I was getting is saying that you overstepped boundaries and impressed some people for the position that you're in. That's what my question was about.
And so that's what happened, and they've put me behind him as the acting, but they're hiring from the outside, and I really don't want to move cities. So this would be a lateral move, but the organization I'm in right now seems to value people from the outside, where the individual I hire that I interviewed with basically said to me, you know, the reason I selected you is I'm really impressed with the breadth and the depth of your knowledge. We're not going to talk about your resume. I want to get to know you and the kind of person you are because of what this job entails. So this job actually would be a lateral, but in the job they've got me doing now, I think the answer is yes. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from people that in the short time that they've had me in this role, that I've made more forward progress than my prior boss did on the position. But again, they're still looking to hire from the outside, which is fine.
Yeah, I was in a company where I was making $11.75 an hour answering phones for an insurance company, and I'd been there for a year, and they promoted people that were there for 6 months over me, and then they started outsourcing hiring from outside the company. I understand the frustration there, but this is, like I said, it's really, really good news. It's because, like I said, your light has already shined as much as it needs to. You've turned heads. You've made notes. That's what I was saying earlier, and I actually did a spread, and that's where I came up that you had surpassed the one that you were under, that you were, like, moving, shadowing them and coming into their spot. That's the card I had pulled.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what had happened. So.
Okay. I just wanted to ask. That was my question.
Yep. Yep, very good. Well, thank you, all of you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right.
Please let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. Okay. Okay, perfect. The next caller I am going to is 315. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking the call.
Fabulous. How are you? Hi. Who are we speaking to?
I'm Annette from New York.
Oh, thank you so much for holding so patiently and bearing with us. What can we help you with tonight?
I had somebody that has passed on come through, and she wanted me to give her daughter a message, which I have done. And I was wondering if maybe you could connect to her again and see if she has any more messages.
Okay, can either of Inez or Andrew, are you, it's really hard for me to channel when I'm also doing the chat and all the other stuff. So I don't feel like I would give you a clean reading. There are some, other shows where Jethro he's much more experienced channeler, but Inez or Andrew?
I'm happy to channel. What is her first name and her birthday?
I don't know her birthday. Her name was Lorna.
Could you say the name one more time?
Lorna, L-O-R-N-A.
And I'm sensing that that she is this somebody that recently passed?
5 years ago.
Okay. Because I am sensing that she is fully crossed over, that she is in a place of total love. I mean, she is feeling a place of lightness. And she's saying that the two of you will be reunited in the future, and that she watches over you, particularly in the wee hours of the morning, and that there is... Did you ever travel somewhere to the outside, to the mountains together, or to...
Well, actually, I never knew her in life, okay? I know her daughter, and only by the phone. She's actually my ex-boyfriend's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
But she came to me... to a different psychic to give her daughter a message. So I've never even met her. Okay.
Okay. Give her daughter. And she's telling me something about the mountains and something about being in peak condition. And I feel like it's something about sharing with her daughter around spirit and around having... that quiet time, that sacred time, and that time to take in the receptive divine feminine energies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she wants her daughter to remember to have some time, some quiet time to herself to really listen to spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's what's coming through to me about the message. I'm getting a sense that she works very hard in life. There's a lot that she's doing, and it's more about the being, if she can, remember that self-love, remember that gratitude, and remember that forgiveness. It's really gonna resonate with her at this time.
Okay. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I never knew her in the beginning. I thought it was odd being that he was her ex-husband. You know what I'm saying?
I keep hearing a noise like a typewriter.
Yeah, I do too.
Not me.
Sorry, I was resetting my settings on my phone to get something turned off real quick. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. I never know what, when we're doing shows like this, you never know what's earthly and what's an EVP.
I know, I thought it might be a rattle.
Yeah, it was just had a kind of an odd cadence to it. Didn't sound, I'm used to the sound of the keypad, when people don't have the phone on mute. What was I going to say? Andrew, do you have anything to add to the...
No, actually, I'd have to defer to you guys because I can't say channeling is a forte of mine right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, for me, because I've had so many losses, and it's just such a sacred thing. I don't feel comfortable channel, and it's really something I need to move through. I do want to tell you, if it is something that you're looking for, where if it's like something that's really pressing on your heart tonight. One of my favorite shows that's outside of the Psychics Gone Wild family starts right now at 10 o'clock. It's called Curious Times, and it's a great group. And I know tonight they are having a woman who channels on. Her name's Samantha. She's young, but she's got some really great energy, and she's a very powerful reader. So, sometimes there's just things, and they're just way on our hearts. So...
And something is coming to me, too, that I have a feeling that some rose oil would be a good thing for your friend to have. And I have a feeling that the daughter, that the rose oil, you know, that she'll be able to, I think they would be able to share information with each other. She might, you know, she might want to do that. It may draw her, I have a feeling that her gifts are going to be increasing over the next couple of months at least. And maybe she wants to have that connection be a direct one as well.
Right.
You know?
Since I did forward the other show to her daughter, and of course it kind of hit her daughter, you know, because she misses her mom. But it kind of raised her awareness that her mom was trying to contact her. So I was just kind of trying to help her out a little bit more, you know, because I know she misses her mom, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, it is the most wonderful gift that you can give to a grief. You know, most of my work I do with the bereaved, and in my
mm-hmm.
work as a hospice volunteer. And mediums truly are becoming the new grief counselors. And
awesome.
It's interesting. I drove last week up to Cincinnati and back with my boss and his mother, who we were dropping off in Kentucky, and she's a Southern Baptist, and was just telling me she just had this huge, as she faces her own mortality, she just had more questions than answers, you know, from that she's gotten from the places where you would expect to be able to get the answers. And I very carefully introduced some ideas and concepts to her, in her using her word, you know, using Christian words and not
mm-hmm.
metaphysical words, and it brought her such great comfort. So, you know, for the people who are not quite ready for this, and they're not sure if they believe, just try to just talk in their word, you know, talk in their words and introduce it a little bit at a time. You know, I see all these people who just want to, instead of, you know, in lieu of flowers, want to give somebody a, you know, a gift certificate to a medium, and it just can't be that, you know, knock over the head. They have to come to believe. They have to come to believe. So she really needs you to continue to present the opportunity for a continued relationship, because that's what
yes.
you want, and that is available, but it's only going to be available to her
at the right time.
Point of what I'm trying to say. I'm getting tongue-tied. Continue to present. Don't, you know, any resistance, or, you know, if she doesn't follow through on what you suggest, don't take that as you're playing a very, very important role in this situation, and
mm-hmm.
you've been chosen to do that. So, you know, don't get frustrated, or don't feel like they're not hearing it. It's just not, you know, sometimes it takes a little longer than we would like it to.
It's a beautiful sharing.
Well, I know that she told me that her mother believed in psychics, so I think that opened her up to it. I'm not exactly sure how she feels about it, but, you know, she knew her mom believed in psychics, so I think that kind of opened the door. And I pretty much just sent her the link to the other show, and then her and I talked, and she goes, "But how do I know it's my mother?" Well, what was weird is the psychic was reading somebody else, and I don't know, for some reason, when psychics are reading somebody else, they pick me up. You know, people that are looking for me, and they were asking, "Well, who's Elizabeth?" to the previous caller, and she goes, "I don't know any Elizabeth." And they go, "Well, somebody that's on Q knows Elizabeth, and I was the next one, and her name is Elizabeth, the daughter," you know?
That happens all the time. It happens on the radio, and then it happens, you know, even more so when they do the group the small group readings and things like that, because it's just all in, you know, it's just all in the energy.
Yeah.
And a lot of this, you know, this woman believed, and she knows that you believe, so you're really being used as a conduit for the messages right now until she's able. When my husband died, I didn't, and this was in January 3rd, 2012, I didn't believe in it. I thought this was for stupid people, excuse me, you know, but that's how judgmental we are. So my dead husband started go, and he knew me well enough to know that I would do what I always did when he was live and not listen to him. He started going to people that he didn't even know who were in my life because, like, we liked the same bands or we were in these other different, you know, common interest things, having nothing to do with metaphysics, spirituality, anything, and starts, like, delivering messages. So I'm getting and people that I didn't even know, you know, and he's just going to, like, all over the place, all over, and which is just like what he would do in real life, because he really didn't know any strangers and didn't really have, like, clear boundaries, you know. And it's very important for spirits. They're not going to go bother someone who's either skeptical or scared of the situation, because they just, they're just going to just gently throw the signs on things like that. So it's really important that you understand what a sacred and important role you're playing in this woman's healing. You know, the you've been chosen, and it's just you know,
you're really holding the light.
Right. Until the daughter's ready to say, until the daughter's ready to say thank you, I'm just saying thank you on behalf of the universe, because it's just such a when she does get it, it's just going to be so it's just going to be so important. It's going to be so important to her.
A beautiful gift.
Well, her dad is totally against this, so I don't know. I don't even know if she mentioned it to her dad, because her father and I recently broke up on Memorial Day, you know, so I don't know. It's just weird, because her mother came to me after Memorial Day, after we broke up, you know.
Oh, trust me, that's exactly how it works. They just find channels. It's not called channeling for nothing. They just find vessels for the messages. And I can see how this could really work out. This, I think this, I was compelled to say this, because since he broke up this man, it's going to be really easy for him to say, oh, you're just trying to, like, meddle where you don't belong. But, you know, that is not, that's not the truth in the situation. You know, on the days you don't remember that, just please try to remember that you were, you know, the universe picked you to be the vessel of this message. And, you know, you're probably, you know, for her to pick you, even though this situation is going, you know, is going on and stuff like that, that goes to show how, you know, important
it is. It is a great honor.
And if he doesn't believe, you know, and if you're, and if this guy doesn't believe, you know, it could go, you know, but it's going to be fine, because it's spirit driven. You know, it's going to be fine because it's spirit driven, and you are doing this for the right reason. You're not doing it to manipulate the outcome of some other circumstance. So just keep your motive in mind as well. You know, just keep in mind that how important this is, and the universe selected you as the deliverer of this message, and don't let other people's fears make you think something else.
Well, this has happened to me 3 times now, and the only three, the first one, I couldn't even figure out. I thought I kind of knew, and then it went right off where I didn't know. You had somebody in me, and then, you know, when the psychic got talking about a bad accident and all this other kind of stuff, you know, like 9/11, but it wasn't 9/11, and I just couldn't put a finger on it, and it was like, you know, you have to get this message through. And of course, I waited to get off the phone, and I was trying to think of who it was. And then the second one was I used to teach hairstyling, and my hair student got killed in a car accident. And that message came through that basically they wanted me to get a hold of her family, because her son's a police officer, and they did all this where they collect money and stuff like that, you know. And Mother wanted to say thank you to the sons because they basically had to pay for everything. And she had just left her own sister's funeral. I mean, she left her sister's funeral and was killed on the way home. So I knew exactly. Yeah, this was just within this past year. So, and how come this is happening? I mean, is there something that I'm doing that all of a sudden, both, all three of these things are within, I would say within the last year, that all of a sudden I'm being chosen to do this messaging, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's part of a past life karma.
Mm-hmm.
About getting your voice
real quick.
Pardon me?
I do have a quick question for you, ma'am. When I'm listening and everything, because I don't really do channeling, but I was picking up on your energy. This may not be you directly, but something had to go in here. When you said that you and this gentleman had split up, I was seeing visions of black marks on lungs. Heart chakra has been basically divided, broken. It's not as bright. I don't know if this has to do with you or your the gentleman you're speaking of, but I was seeing that there was issues of the heart. Is anyone that you know having to deal with, like, breathing treatments, having to do with, like, COPD, shortness of breath, chest pains, basically?
Alive or passed on, because both my dad had lung cancer, but he got cured, but my mom had emphysema when she passed away, and she died of breast cancer, but she, you know, she had COPD, but both of my grandsons have asthma.
Okay, because that's probably what I was picking up on you is worries of the heart chakra, and then I saw those marks on the lungs, and I started seeing other things with the heart and the lungs. So it has to tell me a lot of things that you personally are dealing with that's also probably clouding judgment. And when you had said that you and this gentleman had broke up, I got a card that showed me the feathers, and it was inverted, telling me that there was false truths, lies, and deceit. And then I saw another card that came out and gave me a mask, which basically said that think of it like two-faced in a way, but spiritually it means there was an act that he was doing to front himself as an upstanding person in a way, but he was hiding demons, evilness within inside of negativity. The person that everyone's seen was one thing, but who he truly was in his heart, because either like past karma, past life karma that he hasn't dealt with and bring into this life, has made him to be a very, I would have to say, vengeful person, very outgoing. He's nice, smiley, but in the heart, there's a lot of anger built up that probably caused a split between you two. And that's what I was picking up there. And I had just a question about, like, the COPD and breathing problems, because it seems to be surrounding you. That's why I wanted to bring that up. And it seems to also be worrying you as well. Concerns for yourself, possibly. I didn't know if you were under medical care or physician's care, but I could sense that there was someone around you that was. And it's been draining you. Mm-hmm. That's my question. I just want to make that note. Pay attention to that in your own self-vision. You know, constantly breathe, take it day by day, and knowing that you can do what you can do.
Right. Well,
that's the message
that.
I got. This had nothing to do with the channeling or anything, but this is specifically on you.
Oh, you were right.
Yeah.
You were right.
Yeah,
on.
And that really articulates what I was really sensing was that, We'll just leave it at that. Just know that the universe selected you to do this because you're a trusted vessel for this very sacred message.
I agree.
Well, I very much appreciate my reading, and you know, I won't hold you any longer because I know there's other callers, but I do appreciate the reading very much.
Please, like I said, everyone else, please just let us know. My email, because I know I'm not on the show, is druidreiki@gmail.com. You please pass me an email, look me up on Facebook, let me know how everything goes, because I'd love to hear.
Okay, thank you so much, and have
you're
a good day.
And if Andrew, if you could just put that in the chat real quick.
I'm not in the chat right now.
People can read it. Oh, you're not.
Yeah,
anymore.
I'm not.
Just say
that
to me again so I can put it in here.
It's Druid, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, @gmail.com. I did copy-paste the link to Psychics Gone Wild where you can see my bio, and my email is in the link.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, and I will email you.
Thank you. I would look forward
to hearing from you. Thanks. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a good
night. Okay. I think that we lost Inez. I know she does have another show. We still have two callers and who have been on hold for about a half hour. Uh-huh. And we have 10 minutes left. So we're going to have to be cognizant of the time, but I have just unmuted 201. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello,
hi, how
doing?
Are you?
Good, thanks. My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Thank you for calling, and thank you for holding on through
this.
No
problem.
How can we help you tonight?
I just had a question. My best friend and I, who is like a sister to me, Shannon, we got into a fight a few months ago, and it was kind of like a weird falling out. And I was wondering if you see us reconciling.
I got a question. Is this over a guy?
No.
Okay, I just saw something at distance. I just want to go and get that out of the way real quick. Hold on 1 second. Is there anything
okay
else you want to add real quick while I get my cards ready?
I mean, do you need a birthday or anything like that?
No, I was talking to my co-host.
Oh no, I'm just kind of with the two of you. I was just sort of taking a back seat here, but I'm just cleansing. Clearing the energy out of the cards. How many piles would you like me to cut the cards in for the card I select for you so you can participate in the selection?
Three.
One, three, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The advice I can give on here, since I got the cards built out, there's going to be a bond formed here through another source. I do see a reconnection. You're going to have to go back on roots on this one. Go back to when you guys had met, bring up the past. You're going to, the connection I've seen has been broken very well. I don't know what took place, but it was either serious on your end or really, really traumatic to her end. It will pass. It will be in time. But when you do reconnect, it's going to have to be back from the start. The trust, the connection, the communication.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just going to be able to pick up where you left off. But there will
yeah,
be
not
a
on
connection.
My end.
Huh?
It's not on my end. It was like a very weird falling out. I don't really know why.
Okay, that's probably
yeah.
On
well, it's
end.
Not going to be important to,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to, I don't mean to interrupt, we just don't have a lot of time. It's not going to be important to understand why, you know, you're not going to get any closer to healing by dissecting the whole thing, because what you really need to get to is the whole situation is I pulled a doubt card, and it's shrouded in doubt right now. And in order for the relationship to be healed, it's going to require complete forgiveness on your part. Your forgiveness is going to be what will set the stage for the relationship to be healed. And forgiveness doesn't mean like condoning bad behavior or looking the other way or being a doormat or anything. It's just going to be sort of just accepting the situation on somewhat like rising above it,
mm-hmm.
you know, sort of like what be grateful, or I'm just kind of reading some of the things that are tied to this card, looking for word, you know, be grateful for what you learned from this situation, however weird it was, and understand that, throughout life we are brought students and teachers in all sorts of odd shapes and forms. And just do this in your, you know, just do this in your own time, because if you, until you get to a point of forgiveness, you're going to,
uh-huh.
you know, you might have interactions with her or things like that, but you're still going to be shrouded with doubt that this friendship can survive.
So, and you are like this mentally solid, you're a person in this. So it's even though, you know, you were really not as much of, if this is going to fall, this forgiveness fall on your shoulders. And
okay.
It's going to require a lot of work on your part, but it's
mm-hmm.
not just going to be the payoff of the forgiveness. It's not just going to be you're going to get the friendship back. You're going to learn some deep spiritual lessons that are really going to help you in other situations going forward. So look at this
okay.
as a learning experience, not as, like, how do I get my friend back? And it'll be... the friend back will be the byproduct, but the big story is the spiritual lessons you're going to learn from practicing forgiveness, which is one of the toughest of the human assignments
yeah.
To do. But you know, again, there's no accidents, and the benefits that you are bestowed from it are going to expand far beyond getting your friend back, because it's not going to seem like it's worth all this effort it would be easier to go get a new friend, but the lesson to be learned is huge and will be, take you giant leaps, you know, as far as your spiritual evolution. Can save you a couple reincarnations. So you
okay.
know, just keep that in your mind, Brittany. So thanks so much for
okay,
calling.
Thank you so much.
We have 4 minutes left. We have two callers, but 347, we're not going to be able to get to you tonight. But 228, who's been holding for 43 minutes. 228, are you there? 228. Okay, 3-4-2-2-8, are you there? No, okay. And 3-4-7 jumped too soon. I told them that we weren't going to get to their call, and 2-2-8 doesn't appear to be there. So, Andrew, I just cannot thank you enough for popping in and participating on the show tonight. You were a lifesaver, and I really enjoyed listening to you practice your craft, and I think you brought forth great messages and, you know, some powerful healing. So, and Inez, who has left the building, I think she's sort of double stacked on Wednesday nights. I'm glad that she found her way to the ship. And while we got off to a really rocky start, I think that that's the whole thing. Is once we get into the messages and get into the groove here, you know, spirit just starts working. So.
Exactly.
So it's really, really great. I'm going to make sure that, you know, hopefully you can join us again. We're supposed to be here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And we'll be able to listen to the show in the archives. And, Andrew, you are going to be on. You can find Andrew on the Psychics Gone Wild webpage, just as you can find me on the Psychics Gone Wild webpage. And Andrew, you're going to be on again on Saturday at what time?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. And that's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 3 p.m. Saturday on Eastern Standard Time. He'll be on with Kelly. So please check in. And I always urge people, if they have gotten a strong message from one of the guests, you know, take the time to send them an email, express your appreciation, because it's really important for people who are doing this kind of work, not to build their egos, but really just so they get
verification that they're using their gifts properly. So drop
and
him a line or
people.
Check. Exactly. It's really an essential component of of the Blog Talk Radio experience. So, Andrew, we have 10 seconds. I'm going to listen to you on Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, again, thanks a million, and we will talk to everybody soon.
All right. Have a good day. Namaste.